This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It's Thursday, April 8th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Vaccine passports have become another contentious issue in the country as governors in Texas and Florida have signed orders banning them in their states with the argument that it will reduce individual freedom and harm patient privacy. Still, many private companies are planning to move forward with requiring proof of vaccination before using their services or going to see live sports. Jordan Davidson, staff writer at The Federalist, joins us for more on the fight against vaccine passports. Thanks for joining us, Jordan.
Thanks for having me.
Vaccine passports have been getting a lot of discussion lately. Last week, we saw Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida sign an order saying that he was banning government and businesses from mandating documentation in exchange for goods and services. This week, we saw Texas Governor Greg Abbott do something very similar. Let's start there, Jordan. What did we see out of Texas this week?
So on Monday, Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order which prohibits the government from mandating a vaccine passport. He said it should be a personal choice. And while he is encouraging people to get vaccinated and Texas vaccinations have surpassed 13 million, he says it should be a personal choice. And in addition to mandating that the government can't do that, he also blocked any entity that receives public funding from requiring documentation in exchange for goods and services. So that means that any businesses or any organizations that receive government funds are not allowed to require a vaccine passport.
Like I said, there's a lot of discussion surrounding this. Private businesses obviously can do what they want. With these orders that we've seen out of Texas and Florida, I think Utah has a law blocking certain things at college campuses or state government buildings. I mean, that's still the dividing line, right? They can only mandate things that have to do with the state government and not private businesses, right?
Right. And that's where most of the tension in this discussion lies, is how far is the government willing to either mandate this or stop other people from mandating it? And a lot of private businesses have used the same approach when it comes to masks. And a lot of these states that are doing these, like Governor Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, have rolled back requirements for masks and other COVID mitigation strategies. So we've seen this tension play out over the last year. But it is a matter of how much does a private business have the opportunity or the ability to do when it comes to requiring these kinds of things.
Let's talk a little bit more about the kind of overall discussion, the personal freedoms, a lot of hesitancy from GOP voters, conservative voters, to wanting to get the vaccine even. There's a lot at play at this, and some are saying the politicization of the vaccine passports can maybe contribute to more hesitancy. How do you see that playing out?
I definitely think it's a politicized issue. And one thing that we're seeing with the vaccine passports is I think a lot of people are nervous, especially after the last year, having a lot of government mandated things that were new and kind of unprecedented and feeling a little bit trapped by what the government was telling them to do. And so that is adding to the hesitancy. And we're seeing sort of mixed messaging from the CDC as well on when you receive a vaccination, are you safe against the virus or can you go out? Do you still have to wear a mask? There's still a lot of back and forth on that. So I think it is confusing. And I think the government getting involved and potentially looking at what a vaccine passport might look like, even if it's just for private businesses, could severely hurt the direction the U.S. is going with vaccination campaigns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the CDC has had a problem with the guidance that they've been issuing since the beginning of the pandemic, starting one way, backtracking there and going back to things. I mean, it's been a messy rollout for the CDC for sure. The Biden administration, for their part, has not said that they will mandate any type of vaccine passports. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the same thing. He doesn't think that the government will make anything mandatory. They might issue some type of guidance, but they're not going to go full into it. But there are a lot of companies that are working to develop these passports. And, you know, like I said, private companies are increasingly saying they might be using them, especially when it comes to major events like sporting events. The NBA Miami Heat, they're offering a vaccine verified seating. We're seeing this in New York. The Mets announced that any fan attending a game either needs to show that they're fully vaccinated or have a negative COVID test within 72 hours. So despite kind of the discussion going on with the government, these private companies are still kind of moving ahead with it. And I mean, man, it just seems like there's going to be a mess with just kind of regulations all over the place. And this is where a lot of conservative voters and leaders lie on is you don't want to restrict people from doing things, especially when the vaccine itself is not mandatory.
Right. And I think that's where our biggest problem lies, is especially with these big businesses and big tech sort of getting involved in this vaccine passport sector. We've seen how large companies have exploited people. And I think that's where the most hesitancy lies is, you know, do I really want these big companies to have my information and to be able to tell me what I do? It's not the government, so it is different. They are a private business, but it's still a concern. And it's still something that I think is on people's minds and that they want a conversation on. They want their elected officials to address, which is why we're seeing more and more governors and kind of elected officials get into this conversation.
So, like I said, we've spoke about Texas, Florida, Utah has some laws. Have we seen any of these other types of reactions in other states building up?
I think it kind of started, you know, with people rolling back the mitigation techniques. So Greg Abbott getting rid of his mask mandate. Obviously, Florida's been open for a while. We're expecting Indiana to get rid of their stuff this week. Wisconsin, I believe, lost a lot of their restrictions last week. So I think the buildup is coming. And as more and more of the United States starts to be vaccinated and Biden continues to roll out this plan, I think it's going to become more at the forefront of the conversation. And, you know, I think big businesses are very aware of that. And I think they're trying to do their best to keep their business and make people feel safe, but at the same time, also accommodate, you know, what the government is going to tell them to do or not tell them to do.
Yeah, definitely. And the privacy issue is a huge thing as well. You know, if anybody does these types of, you know, any tech company develops whatever it is, an app or however it can play out, I mean, it's got to be done in coordination with the CDC to make sure that those vaccination records are true and accurate. So the privacy issue plays into this as well. It's going to be a sticky conversation that's going to stick with us for a little while as we continue to open up. And as you mentioned, you know, as states kind of ease these restrictions, everybody's going to kind of stake their side. So we'll continue to monitor this conversation and see how it plays out. Jordan Davidson, staff writer at The Federalist. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.